StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from StartupRad.io, your startup podcast and YouTube blog from Germany. I'm right now here with my third interview from the Content Shift Accelerator program, and I do have George with me from the startup Varia.
Hi, good afternoon.
Thank you for being here. Can you introduce our viewers, our listeners, to who you are and what you guys are doing with Varia?
Sure. So as you said, my name is George. I'm one of the co-founders of Varia. Varia is a software analytics company. So we do text analytics in an automated fashion to provide perspectives as a service. And we provide perspectives as a service for B2C clients on news topics so that they can get different perspectives on whatever news that they are consuming, and thereby get out of their echo chambers or filter bubbles. And we also do that B2B. So our service is completely topic agnostic, which means we can do it for publishers, but also for industrial clients, where we provide different perspectives on the content and topics that matters to them. So this can be for any industrial news or updates, but also for scientific journals, research, or papers that are interesting for B2B clients.
Is this like locked to a certain language? So for example, just German, just English, just Chinese?
What you can experience B2C right now is only English. So everybody can go to varia.media and explore our alpha version of the B2C product. That's just English. We already work with German as well, and we are trying to incorporate more languages on the go. It always depends a bit on the pipeline of B2B clients as well and their requirements. So as we are based in Munich, we focus on English and German content at the moment, but we are working on integrating more and more languages.
Mm-hmm. I see. Perspective as a service sounds a little bit abstract. Can you give us one or two examples so people can imagine something what you guys are actually doing?
Sure. So in the B2C context, for the news-based perspectives as a service, it's very easy to, I guess, to grasp. Whatever current issue you have, be it the Turkish invasion of northern Syria right now, you always have different aspects around that story, right? And at Varia, we don't try to criticize journalism, and we are not saying that journalists don't cover the story from all sides. But even if you are the greatest journalist in the world, as soon as you make a story ready and short enough for an article, you have to exclude some aspects, otherwise it's just too big. And as soon as you exclude, you generate a perspective, because you will only direct your story towards certain aspects of what's actually happening in the whole picture. And through our own natural language processing framework, we have a multi-layered process where we bring all reports and all news stories around the same topic together, and then qualitatively assess what are the different viewpoints. So how are the different articles on the same topic? How are they different? And we highlight that to the user so that the user himself can navigate through the different perspectives and come up with a well-informed opinion at the end of it.
So it's also something like for meta journalism, for PR guys as well.
Absolutely.
I was curious when I heard scientific articles. Mm-hmm. How can your tool be used with scientific journals, scientific articles?
Yeah, so that is actually one use case that also came out here of the Content Shift Accelerator program, of which we are part of, as you mentioned. So there are also publishers of scientific journals, like Karger from Switzerland, for instance. Mm-hmm. And for them, we are now working on a use case where we look at scientific papers and reports, articles, all around the topic of CRISPR. So CRISPR is a gene editing technology. And at the end, this is also text content. And as I said in the beginning, our NLP approach is completely topic agnostic, which means we can process political news articles, but also scientific papers. So right now we're looking at thousands of CRISPR articles and are trying to cluster them and aggregate them in a meaningful manner so that you can see what are the different hot topics and hot conversations happening around CRISPR. Is it an ethical concern? Is it animal-based experiment? Is it something that's happening in a prenatal modification of genome editing and so on? So there are very different clusters appearing, but for us, in terms of text processing way, it's the same framework that we can apply the way we have built it.
Mm-hmm. We already talked about Content Shift, the accelerator program. What did it mean for you? How did it help you guys with your startup?
Mm-hmm. So initially we were not entirely sure whether we should participate in Content Shift, because our impression from externally was that this is mainly for book publishing. And so we reached out to the people and to the staff of Content Shift and asked whether our startup would be a good fit. And they were convinced that yes, it is. And they also convinced us that actually we were a good fit. So we were very happy to participate and happy to qualify being a finalist now. And as I've just mentioned, the one use case with Cargill Publishers, also other use cases came up and were discussed with other partners of the program. And at the end, if you have a scalable topic agnostic text analytics tool, it obviously also has relevance for book publishing companies. So we were very happy to be part of this, and we learned a tremendous amount because we did not really participate or look into the book publishing sector or even the scientific publishing sector before Content Shift. So for us, this was a lot of learning and a lot of network extension for us.
Great. I like the guests who come very well prepared, very well structured. Not so many questions left. Only thing left for me to say is thank you for being here.
Thanks.
Everybody who would like to learn more, go down here in the show notes. There'll be a link to your LinkedIn profile, as well as to the company website, as well as to the Content Shift Accelerate program.
Perfect. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
My pleasure.
Cheers.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.